Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the ninth in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Finding Solitude. The Bible message is from Psalm 52, verses 1 and 5. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. For God alone my soul waits in silence. For my hope is from Him. To be in solitude is to be alone, really alone. Solitude may happen by a personal choice, or it may be forced upon us. Either way, we find ourselves alone. Aloneness can have a couple of different manifestations, too. We can be alone because there are no other persons around. We can also be alone because we do not speak the same language as or have little in common with those around us. For most of us, being in extended solitude is an uncomfortable experience because it is unfamiliar. We are used to being around other people, spouses, family, roommates, coworkers, neighbors, or fellow students. It could be the noise of a television, music, feet shuffling across the floor, or a muffled conversation from the other side of a wall. But we get used to the constant din of having others nearby. The downside of being around others, although it mostly floats beneath our conscious awareness, is that we often judge ourselves when others are near. Am I dressed appropriately? Am I contributing appropriately to the conversation? Is my music too loud? Do others find me as dull as I sometimes find myself? Our internal dialogue measures our current state of being against some imagined expectation of others. There's tremendous pressure in being around others, most of it extremely self-critical, making it nearly impossible to relax and just be. When was the last time we felt secluded enough to dance naked without fear of anyone seeing or judging us for it? Maybe not since I was one have I felt that uninhibited and free. Being in solitude means being free of forced distractions. For example, some of the clatter around us is too loud or too engaging to ignore. In solitude, however, our only distractions are self-created. Our minds may still wander to the flippant remark we unthinkingly made last week, but by an act of will, we can bring ourselves back into the moment. Solitude provides a perfect setting for entering the moment, wherever we happen to be. The reason many of us feel so far from God is that we live in a perennial state of out-of-the-momentness. In other words, we have our attention focused in the past, future, or otherwise away from where we are right now. God, however, is only accessible in the present. Jesus told us many times and in many ways that the kingdom of God or heaven is near. We cannot enter it when we are outside of the moment. Being mindful of our moments is not easy. We, particularly in the West, have too many distractions and too many earthly obligations. Making the time and finding a place to sit in solitude, being silent and still, is hard. The first and most important requirement is to get our attention out of our heads, to stop thinking, judging, assessing, planning, and regretting. Most of our regular mental activity forces our awareness to the past or future and draws us out of the moment. When we are in the moment, we experience the information coming through our senses in real time. The saying, "Stop and smell the roses," is an invitation into the present. Just pausing for a quick whiff before going about our business, however, accomplishes little. That is another form of praying with one eye open. We need to engage our noses, yes, but we also need to gaze intently at the detail in the petals, leaves, and stems, see how they reach to the sun, and listen for the breeze singing within them. With a finger, trace the veins of the petals and leaves. By appreciating and acknowledging its unique features, we get to know this being called rose. This is a moment with another of God's amazing creations, and we share it without judgment, without condemnation, and without assessing the need to trim the rose. Whether we choose it or not, solitude provides an opportunity to experience the moment with God, whenever and wherever the moment occurs. It allows God to experience God's creation through us while allowing us to connect with God in us. I want to close with a poem by Martha Postlethwaite entitled Clearing. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.